Good morning, Chaim. So we're up to Hakdama Yud Aleph. So thus far we've spoken about Chachma, Bina, and Keser, which are the three primary Meichin. We spoke about the Midos, Chagat, Nehi, Nemalchus, how they divided up the relationship, the dynamic between them. What's left for us to discuss to get a complete understanding of the matzav here between these Meichin and Midos is the last and one of the most complex of the Sfiros, which is the sphere of Das. So in Hakdama Yud Aleph, we have a discussion here of Das. So he begins by saying, Yisuv Sefer Yetzir. So Sefer Yetzir, which speaks about the 10 spheres, Beklalias ben Apapratias, he writes, Eser Sfiros hein, there are 10 spheres, Eser v'lai Tesha, Eser v'lai Achadasa. There are 10 spheres, not 9, and not 11. So what's the Kavanah here? V'akavana she'es spheres, himrak elu ha'eser spheres, and his karm la'el. The spheres are only the 10, which we've mentioned earlier. So even though after, if you count up Keser, Chachma, Bina, and then the 7 lower ones, we have 10, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's an 11th one called Das. Im kol zeh ein nechshav es bin shar sfiros. Das is not considered to be a sphira of itself. So this is going to need hazmer. He points out in Sifkat Aleph here on the side that there are times that we find that Das is counted amongst the spheres. In fact, he quotes the Ari, who writes in Shar Kavanas LePesach, which is Nogea to us, in Drash Ches, where he speaks about the Meichin, which come down during Sfira Soimer. The Ari says that the Keser is not Nimne, it's not counted amongst the Meichin which come down. Although certainly it comes down. It comes down by Shavuos primarily. But there's no minion, there's no sphira, there's no counting of the Keser. So the exact mahus of Keser and Das, who's in and who's out, that's going to be our discussion. B'siyata d'shmaya. Keeping in mind, however, that in the Kedusha, there's 10, and Keser is counted amongst the 10, so to speak, and Das is left out. Yet keeping in mind that there will be times that the Keser is not included, and Das will be included. But the klal will always be that there's 10, not 9, and not 11. Because the Das is considered to be unique in the Kedusha. Whereas by the Sitra Achra, you may see 11. You may count 11 if you had to count the spheres. In Kol HaMosif Goreya. That's why in the Ketores, for example, there are 11 Samamaniach Ketores. There are 11 spices of the Ketores, because understanding the function of the Ketores, the Ketores is a Dovr Shebekdusha which goes down into the lowest places, which is why we do it in the beginning of davening. If you go back a couple of shirim, a few weeks ago, we spoke about the Seder of davening, that we begin in the Olam HaAsiyah, and we go to Yetzirah, then to Briyah, to Atzilas, and want to bring up all the Birur and all the Nitzot Sakadosh up to Shemona Esrei. So we begin with Ketores, and we end the davening with Ketores, because the Ketores and its 11 Samamanim, the purpose of them is to be mevarer from the klipa. And in the klipa, there's 11. This is a very important yisod of the Arizal. So let's not speak too much. Let's let him speak a little bit. So he continues and he says, "V'einyin hu dihiyoyishes v'yos keser hu lamala mihasaga." So we spoke about before the keser, which is a crown, which is one on top of the head, which means it's higher than my hasaga. So since the Keser is so exalted, Memela, It's not considered to be davar which is shayach shebeminyan. Therefore, there are times that the sphere of das will be counted. She'ina b'china mechudeshes ve'ina sphere b'fnei atzma. But not that the das is a sphere b'fnei atzma. Raki kli memutzas bin hasecha v'hamidos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an intermediary, an emtsai, to bridge together the moichin and the das. The moichin and the midos. It's a bridge. So for example, you wouldn't say that a bridge which connects two cities together is a city of itself. You'd say that it's just a bridge which connects these two cities together, Hodu and Kush. Not that it has a shame b'fnei atzmo.
Aren't there times where we literally are doing things that count for it? Like, we'll say that this applies to Das.
Yeah.
So in that world, it's like a half sphere, like a brit. Like we'll say, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes we'll say, like, this is Chachma, this is Pina, this is Das.
Yeah, absolutely.
So even in that world, it's not really a sphere?
It's not, because what the Das has is only something which is Shaykh to the Chachma and Shaykh to the Bina. Meaning that the Das takes certain Moichin from Chachma and Bina. And that's what's called the chesed of which comes from Chachma, or the gvura, which comes from Bina. But it doesn't have of itself. It is a particular das, but it receives those moichin from Chachma and Bina. So it's similar to the malchus in a way, that in the same way that the malchus is receiving from the six midos above it, and because she's receiving, she's called a sirta of herself, yet what she has is nothing of her own. It's just her metzias is that she's a makabel. So the das is similar, and it fills that role, lagavi the moichin. But the essence of the das is that the das is going to be a bridge between the moichin and the midos. But the bridge is not a davar b'fnei atzmo, and we'll see momentarily the real essence of where this das is. V'yesh b'koyach ha-mekasher esagim ha-rishonos le'azayin tachtonos. It's a bridge, it's a mekasher, as we said, between the three higher spheres called Meichin and the seven lower ones, the Midos. As it says in Pasuk, v'adam yada es chava, that when Adam knew Chava, what does that mean, that he knew her? Shehu lashon his kashrus v'his chabrus, that he connected himself to her, he merged with her, he became one with her. Shemekasher daitoi bekesher amitz v'chazak ma'oid, that it means that a person attaches himself with a lot of das. More das means more attachment, means more commitment. So he goes on to say, b'gdulas ein sof baruch hu v'ein ha-mesiach daito. So now he's making this chassidish and saying, what do we want to have das about? We can have Chacham and Bina for many a thing. So the Iker, Moichin of a Jew, is to have Chachma in the Gedulas Hashem and to be Bezboinin in the Gedulas Hashem. And so if we do this in a healthy way, if we use our Moichin appropriately, so therefore Das will mean attaching yourself to your thoughts. Because you can have a person that he thinks very much in the Muskalos and Chachmas Hashem and he's Bezboinin in the Gedulas Hashem. But then it doesn't become lamaisa unless he attaches himself to those thoughts. So therefore, what the das is how much am I attached to these thoughts of mine? If I'm very attached, then I've created a healthy, strong bridge to chesed, gevur, tiferes, netzach, hod, yisod, and malchus, which will be the kelim to be megala, the meichin, min hakoyach el hapoel. Those are called the klei hamaisa, right? So according to how strong my das is, will be how successful will I be able to implement and to follow through with the thoughts which are running through my mind. So, b'derech mashal, so you have Hodu and Kush, and therefore you have this bridge, so it depends. If the bridge is a very strong, healthy bridge, then people will drive on it. People will go on it. But if it's not a healthy bridge, nobody's going to walk. Nobody's going to go on it. It's going to break. It's going to fall apart. So you may have thoughts. You may have thoughts. But unless the das is a healthy das, if it's a healthy bridge, then it'll be able to carry those meichin into the midos. And the midos will be filled with the meichin. Because the klal in kedusha is that although we speak about machshava, dibur, and maisa, there's a hierarchy. Machshava produces dibors. Machshava produces maisas. Soif maisa, b'machshava tchila. That's the klal in kedusha. Now, a person who's not a thinking person, so then all of his actions are without thought, and that's the siman of a person who's not a bardas. Siman of a person who's not a bardas is that he does things which are not thought out. A person who's a very thought-out person, which is a klal in kedusha, is a person that his actions reflect thought. That everything he does is thought out. So, for example, if you take a look here on this page we just turned to, at the top left, Sifkatan, he says, Ksheiref Simen Aladas. In this Sifkatan, he quotes the Bnei Yisrael, Ube'irgit de Pirka, Kasav, de Haklipois Elahem Das. When it comes to the klipas, they don't have a real das. We'll have to understand what that means. If you see a person who's very fickle, even in ways of Torah and limud haTorah, and is avodas Hashem, that today his das is to do this, and tomorrow his das is to do that. That means that the klipas are still attached to him. That's the simen of a person who's not a bar das. It reflects the madriga of his avoda. Well, if he's a tavin lama yisrael hemam kshe arif. That's why kshe arif can be seen as a maila, not as a chisaron, if it's used properly. That a person who's a very strong bar das, that he's very determined, that could be a simen of a kedusha that shows a very healthy das. Because if a person's das can only reach a certain measure, and that measure is not very strong, so then forever he'll be influenced and not be able to get anywhere in his avodas Hashem. So Chachma and Bina has to produce a das, which is a type of a das, that a person is attached to it in a way that no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to pull him away from what he wants to do, that he's determined. We're going to see where that das comes from in a moment. So for example, you can have a person that when he becomes very shalim and thought through in his avodas Hashem, he knows his mahalach. He knows even in avodas Hashem what's his ikar and what's his tafel. And that's the kayach of das. Das, like the Gemara says, im ein das havdala minayin. If you don't have das, then where do you have havdala? What does it mean, im ein das havdala minayin? What does havdala have to do with das? So the teretz is like this. Is that das itself means attachment. And if a person becomes attached to something very strongly, that means that by definition, automatically, in Mimela, he's creating a Havdalah to everything else. So a person doesn't have to choose in his life what not to be attached to. He has to choose in his life what he wants to be attached to. And when he attaches himself to that thing, Mimela, he creates a Havdalah to everything else. Whereas if a person, if he's not attached to one thing very strongly, that means that he may be attached very lightly to many things. That doesn't get anybody anywhere. Because you only have a certain amount of das. And you can either choose to divide it up little by little here, a little bit there, or you can gather all that das together, and when you do so, you're mamela making havdalah to many things. Because you choose to take all that das of yours, and instead of making it like, I like this, and I like this, like this, like this, and I like all these things just a little bit, you say, you know what? I see something which is important, and I'm taking all that das and I'm putting it into one ball of das, and I'm connecting myself to that thing. Memela, you've created havdalah to many things. So, for example, every ben Torah needs to make a das and have a das that he says to himself, "I'm connected to the Derech Hashem." And that's going to be a type of a das which, no matter what happens, no matter what minyas comes up in a person's life, my das is that I'm connected to the Ratzon Hashem. Now, even within that world of Ratzon Hashem, there could be many things that a person could connect himself to. Be connected to Torah, to Tfilah, to Kumilas Chasadim. And there's many mitzvahs, bifratias, that a person may say, like, I'm connected to this mitzvah. You have a person, he's very connected to the mitzvah of Tfilah. So bifratias, he may have a singular das, that he sees that he has a certain chiyas from Tfilah, and that Tfilah gives him a certain ikr, plays an ikr in his life. And because Tfilah is an ikr to him, so he has a unique pratyastika das to the Indian of Tfilah. So when you get into this world of pratyasness, So you'll find that people will have different flavors. They have different tastes as to like what's ikar to them, what's not. A person may have an inyan, let's say, that he likes to go to kfarim, right? So this person likes to go to kfarim and spend time by the kfarim. Okay, so that becomes an ikar by him. He can have it that his avodas Hashem has a certain flavor because that's shaykh to him. And you know what? It could be that a person, when he comes to be koveya his derech, so it could be this year maybe different than the next year, or he reaches a certain plateau in his avodas Hashem, in which case now he has a new understanding and a new attachment to new inyanim in avodas Hashem. The real simon of a person who is not a bardas that the Bnei Yisachar is talking about, Irgid Pirka, is if it's something which is changing constantly. Today he's like this, tomorrow's like that, then he goes 3 days like this, then the fourth day he's changing. That's a simon that he's not a bardas. Could be that if he has an epiphany that something comes to him and he's like, you know what? No. It's a different derech in life within Avodas Hashem. But he's changing year by year after many years. That could be because a person grows and he has different hasagas and understanding of things, in which case his new chachman bina of Hashem causes a new das to emerge. So for example, by my Rebbe is a person that he's a Torah and Tefillah dekayir. That's his inyan. It's Torah and Tefillah. So if you ask him, Rebbe, why didn't you go to Eretz Yisrael? Why don't you go visit Tzaddikim who are alive? Why don't you go to the kfarim? My inyan is Torah and Tefillah. That's my inyan. It's a simon of a bardas. For 50 years, whatever it is, that every day is Torah and Tefillah, Torah and Tefillah. Okay, so that's a person. He knows, he's thought out. He's a very thought out person. So a person who's very thought out, he's a simon, he's a real bardas. And he's very stark about his derech, that his derech is this, and he creates havdalah to other things. Not to say that they're not good, it's just they're tuffel to me. Doesn't mean that he never does it, it's just that that's considered tuffel. But I have to know day by day what's ikar by me. Ikar by me is this. If there's going to be zmanim during the year or other things which happen, so okay, so those are tuffel. But a bardas is somebody who understands how to differentiate between what's an ikar and what's a tuffel. Let's continue. Skip the brackets. Valkein hadas hu kiyum hamidus v'chiyusa. So therefore, das is considered to be the kiyum of the midus and the chiyus. Valyide hadas shu hadveikis binyan hamusko. So therefore, das, which means advekis in that which you are thinking about, that you attach yourself to that. You'll be able to reveal and to produce concrete actions which reflect the meichin, which you're thinking about. When we come to think about and contemplate the 10 spheres, as a machashvin spheres a keser v'le hadas, essentially keser is in, das is out. Because lagabe kutcha brichu, he doesn't need a makasher. But when you speak about as the shefa comes down to the nivraim, so mitzach tzichi lebechinas hadas the kasher lechaber oris hamoichin laharid ma'alam hazeh. V'maskir nazas sviras hakeser ki umif mechusim ba'tachtanis. And this is one mahalach and why sometimes we explain keser, sometimes we explain das. It really depends on what and where you're talking about. If you're speaking about Kutcha Brichu himself, let's say, and how he reveals himself, so he doesn't reveal himself with the das. He reveals himself with the keser. That's his essential nature. But when we want to speak about, as when we speak about many times as we're doing now, that when the shefa is coming down, how it goes down, so as we speak about how the shefa travels, not about essentially, we're talking about how the shefa travels, we may speak about das, because we speak about how shefa comes down, oh, from the meichin to the midos, for that you need a bridge called das. Okay. Let's speak a little bit more about the essence of das, and try to concretize a little bit this inyan of keser and das, the relationship between them. We spoke about before the inyan of keser. Keser, we explain, essentially is ratzon. Ratzon. Keser is ratzon. Now ratzon will produce meichin called chachman bina. What do we explain chachman bina? We didn't spend so much time on this, but now that we're kind of summarizing the meichin, we'll have a certain clarity in that. Chachma is the first flash of thought, which is like, bing, I have an idea. That's chachma. And at that moment of chachma, you're able to see the total project. You're like looking at a picture in your mind as to what it is you want to accomplish. Bina is seeing the pratim, analyzing, breaking down, to get into the nitty-gritties of what it is about this chachma that I want to see happen. So therefore, keser is the ratzon, chachma is that flash of inspiration, the vision, bina is the details in that vision, and then das is going to be the next step, which is the momentum and the desire to bring this concept min hakoyach el hapoel. And you're going to have people who are going to be, according to the Shoresh Neshama, where their strengths are going to be. They're going to be people that they're very good in ideas, people who are good in chachmas, good in binas, good in dasas. Right? You're going to have people who have different strengths. And bringing people together will produce a certain shlemus in making things happen. And you need the people, of course, down below, a lot of people, to accomplish on every level. You need the chesed peoples, the gvura peoples, the tfiaris peoples. We're talking about, let's say we're talking about a certain project, right? So you're going to have the CEOs on top. You're going to have those four guys called the keser, chachma, bina, and das guys, whatever those terms are in the business world, and how to make a project come to life. And when you have that it goes down to the next shlav, you're going to need all the many, many people. They're going to be much, much more than the meichin, who are going to be the guys who are going to be in charge of their department to make things, everything run smoothly, to produce the product, to actually make sure that a metzias comes out of these ideas. But the CEO of all CEOs is the Ratzon. That he wants to see that there should be a Hatzlacha. That he motivates, that he's a motivator, and that he makes sure that he has a Ratzon for this, that he gives it a Tzchias. That the person in the project who gives Chaim to the project, he is the real CEO of the project. Because he gives the Chaim. That he gives it life. Because that's the person who is determined, who will make sure that there's a stability and that this is always moving forward and nothing can stop it. Okay. So what's the relationship, therefore, between Ratzon, which is the Keser, and the Das? Keser and the Das. So the way that the Gaon says it, and the Svar Makdashim and the Chassid Shem agree to this, is that really Keser and Das are one. They're really one. It's just that the keser is considered to be the pnimius, and das is considered to be chitzonius. So therefore, das is considered to be the chitzonius of the keser. Let's explain that a little bit. We said before that keser is a ratzon. And das is an attachment. Therefore, a healthy das is a das which is attached to a ratzon, an essential ratzon. If I have a ratzon, and I have a ratzon to do something, and I have a das, so then that das is only a manifestation of my ratzon. I'm attached to what I want. If a person is attached to something, but he really doesn't want it, then that's called a das de klipa. For example, when you speak about, let's say, psychology, mental health, personality, the das would be probably called a person's personality. If you mistake your personality for your essence, then you're cut off from your essence. Your personality is only what? It's only a manifestation, or let's say a flavor, or a levush, who you really are. If a person gets caught up in personality, and he thinks that his personality is him, he becomes a very fake person. He becomes a very external person. And a lot of these self-help books, which are speaking about today, even in the Gaon Shavelt, they speak about knowing your essence and knowing your personality. You have to know who you are essentially, and your personality is only a reflection of your essence. So you would say like this, your essence is your ratzon. That's your essential self, that's called your keser. Your das is your personality. So if a person is just living in his personality and he's not in touch with his essence, then he's a fake. Then he's just a chitzoni. And he knows he's living fake and people know he's fake. Because the person has to see his das as a levush for his keser, to what his essential self is. That's why a malik is called the das de klipa. Because a malik has no essence. Because we say, the Torah tells us, Macho emcha zecha malik mitachas hashamai. So the Sfarim say, why tachas hashamai? Answer is, because a malik doesn't have a shayrish lamala min hashamai. If you're only tachas hashamai, that means you're only in das. Because the das is the bridge which connects shamai and the arts together. So you would say about it, that a malik, I'm chopping you off, I'm destroying you mitachas hashamai, because you only have a shayrish to das and below. But a malik doesn't have an essence. So only the reason why you need to be to abolish a malik is only lamata, because it doesn't have a shayrish lamala. Because by the klipa, if they have an essence, if a malik does have any essence, it's only a borrowed essence. The keser doesn't belong to them. They don't have a real ratzon. There's no such thing that a klipa should have a real ratzon of itself. Because the real ratzon of a klipa is to do the ratzon Hashem. Even that is to do the Ratzon Hashem. So if somebody thinks that he has a Ratzon, which is not shaykh to Ratzon Hashem, that's just called a stolen Ratzon. It's not a real Ratzon. There's no Keser other than the Keser of Hashem. That's why a Malik, which represents all Kfira and all Ra, he doesn't have a Keser of his own. If he has any Chiyas, it's because it's a borrowed Chiyas, but that's not called a real essence. That's a fake essence too. The only Keser is the Keser that Hashem wears. So therefore, practically speaking, the only real ratzon that a Jew has is to do the ratzon Hashem. That's the real ratzon that a person has. So that's why in the Kedusha, there's 10 and there's not 11. Because in the Kedusha, when a Jew is healthy, so therefore the das is only a manifestation of his keser. Because he's attaching himself to his essential nature. So the das and the keser is one. It's only by the Sitra Achra that they have to borrow a keser from somewhere else, and therefore they're trying to attach themselves to that, but that's not a real keser, so then the keser and the das are not connected to each other. The das is not a manifestation of the keser. You can't say that the das is the chitzonius of the keser, which is its premius. They're not really one. They're two separate things. That the das is not really makusha to the keser, because that's just a borrowed keser. If a person says that he lives his life jumping off out of planes or bungee jumping, that's not his life. That's your keser. That's your essence. That's not a real essence. You're not essentially like that. And you attach yourself to that, that's your das, to that keser, these two things are no shaykhs to each other. That's not a shidduch. That's not a chitzonius of a pimius. That would be one way to explain it. Like ba'oif and ma'isa, but ba'oif and pimi as well, that a person should know that his essential nature, his essential ratzon is to do the ratzon Hashem.
You choose a ratzon?
You have a bechira, yeah. You do choose your ratzon. So you would say like this, your das is your bechira. Your das is called your nekudas ha-bechira. And you have to use your das. You can use your das in ways to be magal ratzon, to be mavchin, and to know like what my real ratzon is. So really, there's an interplay between the keser and the das. Is that the das is going to be the tool which is going to be magal ratzon, because it's also part of the ratzon.
Bridge both ways.
That's right. That's right.
If you're not including Hashem, then you don't have a full keser. So then you only have das.
Right.
So the only way you can really tap into keser is ultimately if what you're doing is to connect yourself to the Ruach.
That's right. That's your essential nature. That's your neshama. That's right. That's why when Achashverosh, who's the Malkus Shel Olam, says, I'll give you anything you want. What do you want? He says, Kachi Yasel Ish, you should ride around on the horse of the king, wear the clothes of the king, and wear the keser of the king. So the Medrash says, you can't touch the keser. Can't touch the keser. Because you can wear the levushim, and you can ride on the horse, but the keser, a malik who is Haman, doesn't have a shaykh to the keser. Because the only thing which is shaykh to a keser, to a real keser, is kedusha. Only kedusha has a keser, which is an essential keser, that it has a yichu with a das. Only keser which can be worn is the keser kuchurichu. All the malachim, let's say they wear a keser, that's not called a keser, it's called like an itra. We're going to see that in a moment. It's called the itra de chasanim and itra de gevuras. They can wear like tiny crowns. But the real keser, the real essence, essential nature, is only davar shebekdusha. And if you think that you're essentially something else other than that, that's just called a robbed keser. That's not a real keser. Just made yourself think that this is a keser, but it's not a keser at all. You've just taken something and made it into a keser. You've taken something which is shaykh to the das, a piece of the das, and put it up as a keser. But if anybody sees that, he'll say that's not a real keser.
So anything the person does that's not ultimately connected to the Rumshon, is basically there's a broken piece along the way.
That's right.
Usually the bridge is somehow shaky.
That's right.
Because it's not being fortified properly.
That's right. Just in terms of mental health, you know, a person for coaching. If a person doesn't have a shaykhis to essence and personality, then he's mufrach lagamri. He's completely mufrach. He can only help a person in a tiny box, in a very tiny box. A person has to be able to be empowered to know that he has, and that's why to try to incorporate spirituality, I mean psychology without spirituality, it's mufrach. It's a davar which is mamish mufrach. My Rebbe says this all the time. You can't give a person true healthy measure in his life without incorporating spirituality. It's not possible. Because essentially, to be healthy, a person needs to know that he has a keser, the kedusha, and that's his ratzon, and that's the only healthy ratzon. You can live your life with a fake ratzon and be somewhat healthy, but if you want to be a person who's a really healthy person, it can only be if he accepts the fact that he has a keser, and that keser is a ratzon, the kedusha. Otherwise, he's cut off. He will always be cut off. That's the real ratzon of a Jew.
He's cutting himself off.
Because
he's not really cut off.
Right, because forever and ever he has a ratzon, which is just that he's cut off from that ratzon, right? He is cut off from that ratzon, but forever he has that ratzon. It's buried inside of him, and that because it's buried, it never has a gilim in a koyach alapoyel, so then he's mufrach. He's mufrach lagamre. It's a mufrach life. So personality is das, and ratzon would be essence. And when a person has healthy ratzonas, according to his ratzonas are, a strong ratzon will produce chachmas and binas of what he wants to do in his life. And then das will attach himself to those things.
Will produce or will reveal?
Will reveal. Yeah, will reveal. Everything in Kiddush is reveal. It will reveal that ratzon. What is mahalachas in this world? That's why you find that a person who doesn't have an essence, who doesn't have a ratzon, and the das is not a das which is connected to the ratzon, those are very people who are cold people. That's why the das of a malik is a very cold das. Asher karcha mederech means that there's no hislahavas. Hislahavas comes from the ratzon. When you want something, a wanting is on fire. Something which doesn't have a real ratzon is cold. That's called the das. A das de klipa is a cold das. So you have people who can have, let's say, lots of chachma and bina. They contemplate a lot of muskalos and avodas Hashem, but they're cold people. Their avodas Hashem is cold. Why is it cold? Because they have no connection to the keser. They have no connection to the ratzon, which is a pnimis, which is a neshama. Your neshama is like your keser. It's your essential self. If you don't have any shaychus to neshama, then you can have a lot of chachma and bina. Your das means that you could be connected. You could want. You could be connected to kedusha, but in a way that it doesn't come from a ratzon with a fire. Then it's very cold. And those are the people who are very calculated people. Calculation, which is a chachma, which is not connected to a ratzon, is a person who's very calculated, who's not on fire at all. He can be a very thought out person, he can be very calculated, but it comes from a very cold place. With a person who has a ratzon, he has a fire. He has a fire. So that ratzon can sometimes, it can override. Many times. So you have to be a thought out person, this and that. But many times you find that a person who's a fiery dicker person, he gets to a point that he's so on fire, that his ratzon is so strong, right? That he can be medallic, he can skip over chachmas and minas. And even dasis. That's what we spoke about before. That since and from that place that the ratzon is so high and it's so halig, that the das is a chitzonis of that, you can have a ratzon which is so strong. That you don't even see that there's a das. It's just that you're so much on fire that fire consumes. It's not that you're attached to that thing. You are that thing. For example, by Matan Torah. Chaisel said, Nasa v'nishma. That wasn't a calculated decision. They didn't sit there going, you know what, let's think about this. Does this make sense? Does that make sense? It was Nasa v'nishma. And the fact that they put Nasa v'nishma means that it was l'mayla min ha-chachm. It was l'mayla min ha-seidu. It was l'mayla min ha-seichel. Because sometimes when you jump into a venture, sometimes you just have the fire that you know it's going to be matzeh because you're so on fire for it. That type of fire, which is that you won't even say about that there's a das to that. It's not that you're attached to that, you need to become attached to that. You're so one with that thing. That's called the ratzon de kedusha. Only in kedusha is there such a ratzon. When Chayesel left Mitzrayim, they left the bechipazon. It's a certain diluk. That's a Pesach is called diluk. That you jump out of it. You don't know exactly why or how it's going to happen. You just know that your ratzon is so strong that your ratzon is going to make it happen. Like by Matan Torah, we don't know how this is going to work. How many successful businesses, or corporations, or Dvarim Shebekdusha have began with a person who says, I don't know how it's going to work, it's just going to work. It's just going to work. And you trust that person. You know why you trust him? Because he has such a strong ratzon that nothing can stand in the way of that ratzon. He's going to see to it that it works. Even before he sees the chachma and binas of it, that the ratzon is so strong, he's going to make sure that he sees it to its fruition. That's a ratzon. That's a real ratzon. And with those ratzonas, you can have shaykh a diluk. And that's the diluk of Pesach. Let's just be mashlim. We'll go to 650. Let's be mashlim the inyan. Umishum shahadas mikasha chasanu hanushacha mechacham shabitzadimin. That since the das is mekasher the chasadim, which comes from chachma on the right side, and the gvuros from the bina on small on the left side into the zayin midos. So we said before that the das is a bridge taking chachma and bina, bringing it down. So therefore, al kinyish b'das, there's called itra de chasadim and itra de gvuros. The das has two compartments, a right and a left, a chesed and a gvura, which are called like the itras. It's not like a crown, like a keser. It's like a... There's another word for crown. That's what it is. Ki hadas hu itra al rosh shvirus chesed al rosh shvirus gvura. Because the das is an atara. It's like a crown, which is on the right side, which is chesed, and on the left side, which is the gvuras. Ki mekoma hi b'mud damsisa, because das stands in the middle, like in between chachma and bina, which are above chesed and gvura. And through that, through this das, he's able to be makasher, the meichin, to the midos. So for example, when you take a look, and this is nogia to Pesach, and we'll just finish the paragraph, So the chasadim which travel down the right side have a shaykhis to the itch of the chasadim, and when there's a hisayrus of hashpah from the gvuras on the left side, so they travel down the itcha, the gvuras. So whatever shaf is coming down is going to be a combination of chasad and gvuras, which come from rightfully from chachma and bina. It's always going to be a measure of chasad and gvuras, which are coming down into the lower spheres, which we can talk about. This is very shaykh to Pesach, of course, but I want to just attach what we've been speaking to Pesach to what we've been speaking about up until now. So we spoke about we've spoken about chachma, bina, and das. That these chachma, bina, das, these are considered to be three types of meichin, with three unique individual jobs to be done. So the Ari, since Pesach is upon us, so since the Ari speaks about these meichin as it relates to Pesach, and the Ari says that there are many meichin which come down at the night of the Seder, and the meichin come down through the mitzvahs of matzah and mar. Excuse me. Matzah and the Dalet Kosos. So the Ari breaks it up as follows. The Ari says that you have Meichin of Chachma and Meichin of Bina. Matzah is considered to be the Meichin of Chachma, and the Dalet Kosos are considered to be the Meichin of Bina. There are three Matzahs, and there are four Kosos. Chachma and Bina, we know, is a relationship between a Zachar and a Nekeva. Chachma is the Zachar, and Bina is the Nekeva. So the matzah, which is chachma, has three of them, because three is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which is the avos. Whereas bina, which is the dalet kosos, has four. Keneged the dalet imos, like we say, echad miyodea, shnai miyodea, shloisha miyodea, shloisha avos, Avram miyodea, Avram imos. Right? The reason why we do that is because it's shaykh to the matzahs and dalet kosos we just drank. So there's the masculine and the feminine meichin. The chachma de gemeichin come down through eating matzah. And the feminine meichin come down through the dalet kosos, which is bina. Now, chachma and bina have their own chachma, bina, and das. Okay? So that's why matzah, which is chachma, has three matzahs, which is what? Chachma, bina, and das. The bina meichin, which is the dalet kosos, also has Chachma Bina Das. There's four kosos. So four kosos stands for Chachma, Bina, Itcha de Chasadim, and Itcha de Gvuros. So why is he going to say, why Matzah doesn't have that? Teretz, Matzah does. Because what you do with the Karech Matzah, which is the third Matzah, which is Das, is that you break it in half. So when you break it in half to make a sandwich out of it, so you've done is that you're taking out of your kairich, you're taking one side, which is the itcher dechasanim, and one side, which is the itcher dekvuro. So even matzah really has four parts. So you see through that the whole Seder, when we speak about bringing down Meichin of Chachma Bina, and even Chachma Bina divided into Chachma Bina and Das, and even that Das divides into Itta Degvuras and Itta Chasadim. So with this perspective, what we've seen till now regarding Chachma Bina and Das, we could see how it is that the Zer Anpin, which represents this Vav Ksavos of Chesed, which represents the Holy Son of Malchus, this part of called Zer Anpin, which to us represents these Zayin Midos, that we have to give in Meichin. So those Meichin are represented at the night of the Seder, with matzah and the dalet kosos. And that's called geula. Right? When you become a bar das, that when your actions reflect your meichin, so that's called cheiros. That's called cheiros. But of course, it has to be meichin to kedusha. But that's what's taking place at the end of the day, and that's why it's called cheiros, is because when you're bringing down meichin to such a degree that all the meichin are coming down, we don't have time, of course, to explain why the night of Pesach is unique, manashtana layla zeh, from all the other times that Meichin come down, but it's a serious dosage of Meichin which is coming down, but you see, and it gives a person a tremendous feedback, I hope, that when you're sitting by the Seder and you're thinking about what you're doing, that you're not just eating matzah and dalet kosos. Of course, the most important component is to do the Ratzon Hashem, because it's a mitzvah and I'm doing that, but the appreciation of the Oimek HaMitzvah, that to take the things that you've been speaking about and seeing how that applies in action, will give tremendous depth in Mitzvah Hashem to the whole Seder Avodah. Okay, wonderful Pesach. Good evening again soon.